we're back on the web now, and we will resume our public meeting on TC08-091 in the matter of the request of Red River Rural Telephone Association for USF funds. I don't have anyone scheduled to be on the line with us on 091. If there is, please speak up. Ms. LeBray-Baker?
Staff has reviewed the filing for Red River Rural Telephone Company. They have filed according to the Commission's administrative rules for the certification of their use of federal universal service support. They have also certified that their support will be used in a manner that is consistent with federal universal service provisions.
Thank you. Is Ms. Rogers out there? I don't know if she is here for this one or not.
Public Utilities Commission, this is Ryan. Can I help you? Hello?
Hello, who is this, please?
This is Ryan.
Mr. Taylor, are you here to speak on...
You are the only person in the meeting now.
And you said that Ms. Rogers out there. You don't have to keep running back and forth if she's aware of it. Okay. We are on the web, and Mr. Taylor started speaking, and it appears we lost him. We will wait a moment for him to return. Darla, you're not here on... Which one are you here on so that I... Zero which? Oh, okay, well. While we are waiting for everything else to get squared away... Oh, you are? You're on the web? The web is on, and... Okay, well, let's see if we can get on so that people can call in if they want to. But they will. Okay, and his hanging up the phone will not prevent that. Okay, great. Then we will... Well, we're on 091 in the matter of the request for Red River Rural Telephone. We've received information from Ms. LeBray-Baker. Are there any questions? If not, we will move to... 092, the matter of the request for Fort Randall Telephone Company for certification. Is there anyone who wishes to make any presentation to the commission at this time? Ms. LeBray-Baker on 092.
Staff reviewed the filing and recommends the commission grant the request for certification.
Thank you. Questions by the commission? Hearing none, we will move on to TC08-094. Ms. Kelsch, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Great. Is there anyone else on the line on 094? Ms. Kelsch, do you have anything you'd like to present to us at this time?
Mr. Chairman, Altel has provided all of the information that was required of them and has also sent in the supplemental responses to the questions that were asked by staff, and we would ask for your approval today.
Thank you. Ms. LeBray-Baker? Thank you. Are there commission questions that would necessitate going on off the... No. We will then move to TC 08-086. In the matter for request of Quest Corporation for certification. Is there anyone on the phone on 086? Ms. Savold, are you on?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman, and Larry Toil is here also.
Well, I don't know that that makes a difference. Isn't he retired?
Well, not yet.
Not yet, Mr. Chair.
Is that another 3 hours, or is that... Well, we should make you...
I already did get my lunch, but you're more important than lunch.
Well, welcome. Glad you could attend one of your last meetings here, I suspect.
Thank you.
Are there any... Excuse me, Ms. LeBray-Baker.
Quest has filed according to the Commission's administrative rules for the certification of its use of federal universal service support, and they've also certified that the support will be used in a manner that's consistent with the provisions. Quest's residential rates are also below the most recent federal benchmark rate. Staff has reviewed the filing and recommend that the Commission grant the request for certification and issue the certification letters to the FCC and USAC.
Thank you. Questions by the Commissioners? Yes, Commissioner Johnson?
I didn't actually see a two-year blowout plan. Was there a reason for that?
I thought that was confidential attachment B.
What does that confidential attachment mean? B, let me pull up C.
It is, on mine it says confidential attachment B, 2010-3243-02, submission of two-year plan.
And I've got confidential attachment C as an outage report. Did I miss your C?
B, yeah, that's C, but B is the two-year plan.
D as in Delta?
B is in boy, pardon me.
Bravo.
B is in boy, and again, I'll speak in general terms. And I see 2008. I don't know that I see quite the level of detail for 09 and 10 that maybe the commission is accustomed to getting, at least with other providers.
We obviously look at the demand in our exchanges, look at the capacity in our switches, and that switches also, and look at the demand, the interoffice demand between those switches and other, the network, and plan accordingly to that. We look at the demand and satisfy that demand as well as keep the technology current. I don't know what more additional you see from other carriers that there are not specific jobs planned out for 2 years from now because of the fact that we're going to assess that demand at that time as it brings itself into clear vision.
Well, and certainly, Mr. Toll, I mean, other providers say much the same thing to us when they provide us a build-out plan. There are lots of conditions about, subject to change and based on customer demand. I think we're a little more typical to seeing something maybe a little closer to what you got for 2008. Maybe not quite to that level of detail with, down to the dollar there, but some general figures for what they have planned. I mean, I don't know if that's something that even from a guesswork perspective, Quest isn't able to get us, then... I mean, I don't know what the commission's to do. I mean, our rules do call for a two-year build-out plan. Maybe I'm misinterpreting a piece of that. But Ms. Weiss, any thoughts on what we expect to get from carriers?
Yes, the rules do call for a two-year build-out plan.
It seems like I get a little bit more of an education on this every year when we look at the slug of them. But is my characterization what we get from most providers accurate? Do we generally get a little more... granularity in the detail?
Yes, we usually get capital expenditures, or we get more specific information for the 2 years. We get information in this year's filing. We got 2 years of plans for 2009, 2010.
And I don't know, Mr. Toll, just so you know, I mean, your company has got a you know, I look back a few years, and you've got a good track record of putting, you know, lots more money into the ground and into your system than you get in USF. Now, I don't know if it's geographically tied to where you get the most support necessarily. We might be able to split hairs on that, but, you know, your company generally has done a pretty good job of putting the money out that it's getting in. So I don't know that I have heartburn necessarily with your company specifically. I just, from a consistency standpoint, you know, if our rules say we're supposed to get X, I kind of feel like we should probably get X.
The plan we have submitted this year is almost identical to the type of plan we had submitted in past years. We use that as our template to submit for this submission. The dollars are specifically, the dollars that you see in those under attachment B that will show where the dollars are spent are in fact spent exactly in those wire centers, because the way we do jobs, all of the jobs that are issued have codes that identify it by central office and by interoffice facilities and by outside plant according to those locations. So the dollars you see specifically for 2007 are actuals for those communities. The ones we have projected for 2008 are by those same communities, and that's the way they're identified.
Again, I'm loving the detail. I'm seeing for 07 and 08. I mean, I would agree with you. That's an excellent level of detail. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where we go from here. You know, again, if the rules say something, you know, I sort of feel an interest in adhering to that, at least in a general sense. And maybe if we can't, you know, maybe the other commissioners are fine with the filing before us now. And if that's the case, then maybe I just, you know, agitate for maybe additional detail in next year's filing. Because again, as you mentioned, this is similar to what you filed in the past. I don't know, Ms. Weiss, any guidance for me here? Am I making too big a deal of this? Is this something we should agitate, should ask for next year, or is this an absolute requirement?
Well, it is a requirement that they have to provide a two-year plan, I guess, if you can waive a rule or something. But
is this something that we can just simply defer this item to a later date, give them an opportunity to provide that information?
Oh, sure, yeah, they can be deferred.
Commissioner, would that be all right from your standpoint?
Yeah, sure.
Well, a rule is a rule, and we need to follow those, and if they haven't, at the same time, we shouldn't penalize them if they can provide that information.
Well, again, I feel a little bad. You're right, Mr. Toll. I mean, the commission has accepted this in the past, and or if it has, I mean, I didn't go back, in forever and ever and ever. So I feel a little bad changing the, providing greater clarity for what we want at this time at a relatively late date. But, I mean, I think, Ms. Chairman, that's a good suggestion. If they could come back with something, understanding that it's, certain to change over the course of the next year or two. I mean, I would just project, I would suspect that Quest knows its system well enough to say, McLaughlin, we're going to need, X or Y here in the next couple of years. And so we would anticipate bringing that online, or Morristown, and I forget all the different exchanges you serve up in that neck of the woods. But I think it's a good suggestion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. If that's all right with my fellow commissioners, Commissioner Colbeck, is that all right?
Well, I have some, as long as we're going to, before this item, I have some questions on some other things.
All right.
That maybe could be
confidential or...
Well, I think I can mention a town, correct? Not necessarily numbers.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I have just some questions about three of them in general. Just McIntosh, Morristown, and Timber Lake, those three towns. Over the deferral, if you could give me a comparison as to why received and capital expenditures, the difference in those, an explanation of that. Without going into confidential, does that give you a good lead?
You're asking why they have been at the level they have been this year? We can give you some of the reasons.
Well, there's those three towns that I mentioned, McIntosh, Morristown, and Timberlake. could you explain the difference, why the difference is so much in capital expenditures compared to high cash flow?
I guess I'm not following your question, Commissioner Colbeck.
The item before us is going to be deferred. So I was wondering if you could provide us some more information along with the two-year plan that Commissioner Johnson had spoke. Could you explain why the capital expenditures in McIntosh, Morristown, and Timber Lake is lower as to the amount of high-cost support received?
Well, the high-cost support is provided by us in total, and they make up part of the total. And the capital expenditures are going to vary from year to year depending on what the needs are in the particular location. If you're looking at Table 2, for instance, there's a significant difference between those three communities in the amount expended. This year, and let me just verify, and last year. And that varies typically with the kind of additions we're doing to the central office or outside plant additions. Is that hitting on what you want, Commissioner?
Well, yeah, it's something like that would be good. Why I guess, and I can talk to staff too after. I can talk to Rolaine a little bit more about this. We'll get back to you. It's a little concerning. I understand that investment changes from year to year, but I would think also that the high cost support should be spent in the community from year to year. There could be. I'm sure there's something they could be invested in, but I'll investigate that further. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. There was a question regarding some confidential items on TC08-074. Swiftel was not able to be on the phone line with us at that point in the conversations. Swiftel has since that time contacted us and informed us that they have joined us and they are attempting to gather the necessary personnel for that discussion. Is Swiftel on the line at this time? Ms. Sisak? Ms. Sisak? When the phone line was hung up in the other area, did that cause any challenge for calling in? Okay, so they should be able to call in on the very same line they called in previously. And we are on the web at the present time. Okay.
We're in non-confidential right now, correct?
That's correct.
I could make a motion, I guess, while we're waiting to approve what we have done so far.
All right. And I just wanted to make certain that Ms. Sisak had an opportunity to be dialing back in and
I just thought we could
getting her parties together. So go ahead if you have a motion on that.
Okay.
What we have done to this juncture.
On TC08-064, TC08-068, TC08-069, TC08-070, TC08-084, TC08-085, TC08-094, TC08-091, TC08-092. I have a motion that the commission provide a certificate to the Federal Communications Commission and to the Universal Service Administration Company regarding the plan for the use of federal universal service support as proposed in each of the above that.
Thank you. Discussion on that motion?
On the vote of the motion, with the exception of E-485, those deal with the two knowledge companies, And because I've requested that they more fully respond to staff's inquiries, I was hoping to give them some more time to do that, if it pleases the commissioner.
Commissioner Colbeck, do you wish to amend your motion to not include those, or do you wish to...
I consider that a friendly amendment.
All right. Commissioner Colbeck has agreed to remove 084 and 085 from his motion. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Colbeck?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen votes yes. The motion carries. We are going to request, we have requested additional information for 084 and 085 and 086, and those have been deferred. 066 was passed earlier, and that leaves us with TC08-074. Is there anyone on the line with the commission at this time to discuss TC08-074? Are the Swift-Tail people on the line? We're going to give the Swift-Tail folks another 30 seconds. And then we will defer this item as well if they're not with us.
Excuse me, this is Mary Sissett calling in.
Hello, Mary.
Oh, and Laura Jewell from Swift-Tail should be calling in.
Just joined the call. This is Laura Julius from Swift Health Communications.
I'm going to ask for all of the parties to be identified from Swift-Tel. We have Mary Sissack, and who else?
Laura Julius.
Forgive me?
Laura Julius.
Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. We are, please stay on the line. Anyone else who is on the line who is not a party to TC08-074 should hang up their phones, because this is going to be a confidential discussion and we are going to go off the web at this time.